Welcome to Digimaster Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Nagus.
And Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. In a major announcement at the Vision 2024 conference in Phoenix, Arizona, Intel has unveiled its Gaudi 3 AI accelerator, boasting a 50% better performance in inference tasks than NVIDIA's H100. The Gaudi 3 represents a significant upgrade over its predecessor with two 5nm TSMC dies and 64 5th-gen Tensor cores, promising a substantial increase in memory and bandwidth. Featuring 128GB of VRAM and impressive TFLOPS performance, the Gaudi 3 chip also has a power consumption of 900 watts on air. Intel emphasizes that the chip will provide a fourfold increase in AI compute for BF16, a 1.5 times increase in memory bandwidth, and double the networking bandwidth. In comparison with NVIDIA's offerings, Intel is confident that the Gaudi 3 is 50% faster in certain AI models and claims superior inference efficiency. Benchmarks indicate potential training speed increases of 40 to 70% over NVIDIA's H100, setting high expectations for real-world applications. Intel has begun providing early samples to partners, with full production set to commence in the latter half of the year and shipments starting by the third quarter of 2024.
Apple is on the verge of integrating amped-up artificial intelligence capabilities into their upcoming iOS 18, stirring excitement with rumors of a Safari browsing assistant among other features. These developments are said to leverage Apple's private relay infrastructure, which reportedly reinforces user privacy by concealing IP addresses. Amidst speculation, it's uncertain if the encrypted visual search function will be a fortified version of current offerings or an innovative addition to the Apple ecosystem. The Safari browsing assistant hints at AI-powered browsing experiences, a move mirroring Microsoft Edge's integration of AI and suggesting a potential evolution of Safari's functionalities, while Bloomberg hints at a possible Apple-Google collaboration to fuel these AI features. Official announcements may remain elusive until the Worldwide Developers Conference WWDC. As the tech community awaits iOS 18's reveal at WWDC on June 10, insiders like Nicolas Alvarez suggest that Apple Maps will also receive a boost with custom route creation and advanced topographic maps. Stay tuned for the unfolding of Apple's ambitious AI-driven strategy in its forthcoming software update. The tech community is abuzz with anticipation for the potential capabilities of OpenAI's next iteration, GPT-5, following the company's announcement of GPT-4. As speculation mounts, the details about this new large language model from OpenAI are still tightly under wraps, with limited information forthcoming from CEO Sam Altman, echoing a pattern seen with its predecessor, GPT-4, which followed 2 years of development post the launch of ChatGPT. Some in the community predict a 2025 release for GPT-5, while others cite reports hinting at an announcement as early as this summer. Altman has promised that GPT-5 will significantly outshine GPT-4 by having a greater number of parameters, enhancing its reasoning and communication to a more human-like level. With the current release of ChatGPT operating on GPT-3.5, the advent of GPT-5 stokes curiosity about its potential accessibility and whether OpenAI will maintain its subscription-based model, potentially placing GPT-5 behind a similar paywall.
Google has unveiled a new suite of AI coding tools, Gemini Code Assist and CodeGemmer, to augment developer productivity and streamline coding processes. Gemini Code Assist, leveraging Google's Gemini model, supports 22 programming languages and offers features like code debugging and detailed explanations. CodeGemmer, a variant trained on an expansive dataset of 500 billion tokens, emphasizes reducing repetitive, boilerplate code and is released in 3 versions to cater to diverse coding tasks. This technology competes in a market with options like Microsoft's GitHub Copilot, offering AI assistance to developers without individual subscriptions, but rather as part of Google Cloud's commercial offerings. Meanwhile, Cognition Labs' new AI software engineer Devon, based on OpenAI's ChatGPT-4 Turbo, claims to autonomously complete engineering projects, potentially reshaping the demand for human software engineers. Despite concerns over job displacement, AI tools like Gemini, CodeGemmer, and Devon may also open up new job avenues in AI development or significantly boost productivity if managed correctly. The introduction of these tools by tech giants reinforces the evolving relationship between AI and software development, underscoring the potential for AI to not only assist, but also to innovate autonomously in the tech industry. Chinese military researchers are emphasizing the development of AI-driven naval warfare and aerospace combat technologies, aligning with President Roman XI Jinping's push for bold innovations in advanced tech. AI's critical role is acknowledged as reshaping the rules of engagement, introducing new combat forces capable of rapidly processing data for enhanced decision-making. In the realm of unmanned systems, the focus has shifted to incorporating AI into UAVs and drone boats for improved tactical autonomy during missions. These AI-powered drones would undertake various roles, from air refueling to swarm bombing, challenging existing naval strategies with unmanned attrition and guerrilla warfare tactics. With these advancements, the traditional dominance of navies could be undermined by the flexibility and cost efficiency of AI-integrated drones. Looking beyond, the military foresees battlefields extended into electromagnetic and cyberspace, with the mastery of these domains equating to a significant upper hand in future conflicts. The necessity for a deep understanding of emerging technologies' impact on modern warfare is stressed, with a clear vision of future battlefields being vital for triumph in potential conflicts.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News Podcast Summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.